Dumelang, dumelang, and welcome to Chisa Pod. My name is Griselda Gigana, a reporter with Chisa Live, and this week on the hottest entertainment podcast in the land, we got an award-winning actress. No, scratch that. A SAFTA winning actress, Brenda Ngoli. Some of you may know her as Vuyo from Home Affairs, others as Dambisa Dikana on The River, and she's recently bagged a role on The Queen that we are all dying to see. We got a chance to talk to her about all things acting, all things peace, and how she is surviving the waves of COVID-19. Welcome to the Chisa Pod.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
Why were you so emotional when you heard that you had won a SAFTA?
I think anybody who's ever been nominated and not won knows the feeling. I was nominated at the first SAFTAs, and for the first couple of nominations that I got, I had never won. So it meant sitting in front and having that big crane of a camera, ilonga-longa, hanging over your face, trying to check your reaction.
Yeah.
And you try and force a grin, you know, as they mention somebody else's name. But apart from that, you know, I mean, I have been in the industry for more than, it's more than 15 years. When I started, I was barely 20 years old. I'm turning 40 this year. And every nomination, I'm sitting at around 9 nominations. Every nomination means that I had worked extremely hard for something.
Yeah.
So to go and then come back and not only get a nomination, but also get a win was absolutely amazing for me. Because, I mean, also once you leave, you know, acting is like a sport. It's like an acting muscle. Then you start wondering, oh my gosh, do I still have it?
Yeah.
You know, the pressure then still starts mounting. And, you know, you have like those voices of doubt that can also creep in. So I think, you know, for me, it was just like, it was a great nod to say, yes, Brenda, you still have it. And yes, hard work does pay off.
And you know what? When it, like, you came back and you're coming back with a bang, because there you were on The River and now you are on The Queen. Tell me about that. How did that happen?
Look, you know, I said to another publication that the gods have finally decided to favor me. And I don't know how else to put it. I think the gods and the stars and the ancestors and, you know, God Almighty, the God of righteousness, has decided to stand by my side, you know, because as it stands, since I came back from the Eastern Cape, I haven't had a manager. So throughout this whole career, this whole past year, I've been trying to restart my career on my own.
Wow.
Obviously with a lot of support from like producers and people who've known me from before.
Yeah.
So obviously I reached a particular point, and at some point you need to wear the producer's hat, you need to wear the manager's hat. And I started reaching out to a couple of production houses, you know, sending out feelers. But most importantly, the Queen and Ferguson Films was like my first stop. One, because it's an establishment that I've worked for before.
Yes.
It's people that I trust. It's people that have shown me respect financially and personally in all sorts of ways. So for me, it's also a brand that I've been absolutely admiring whilst I've been gone for these 7 years. You know, I've been watching Brutasi, you know, Harriet, you know, and these are people that are absolute talent that I absolutely admire. You know, so to then be part of, you know, that family and take that brand forward is absolutely amazing. So, you know, when I reached out, they responded positively, and, you know, the response couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, no, the gods are definitely standing right by you. You are coming for everything and anything. So what can you tell us, the little bit that you can tell us about the character that you'll be playing on The Queen?
At the moment, I don't really, I'm still trying to keep my cards close to myself, because mm-hmm. I'm one who says preparation is what will get you the best character.
That's
so
true.
I'm still at the stage of like cooking and putting things together. But what I can say is that she is Harriet's friend. She comes with a lot of baggage, and the most visible baggage is that Ushie or Harriet last when they parted Mkumzile and Gele Imali 10 million rand.
You?
So, you know, so it's she's a businesswoman. So I think then it is a character that obviously has resilience, and hopefully I will be using some of my own personal experiences.
About to say, because you are one resilient woman.
Oh, and of course, this club was
Yeah, and I mean, the fact that you have been doing this, you know, hustling for yourself since your comeback, and that everything is just coming together so beautifully, must make it all the way like more sweeter, because this is your hard work from searching for these roles to getting them.
No, definitely. Look, I think with the spiritual journey and being away in the Eastern Cape has taught me to value people,
yeah.
value the small moments, and value the tiny things that happen in life. And it will be amazing how much people are prepared to help you, how much people actually care about you when you think that nobody cares about yourself. So I told myself that I wanted to do things differently.
Yeah.
Differently, what had I done before that did not work for me, you know? And I was like, this time around, I really want to work on the relationships that I have with people, you know, and nurture them and make people feel valued and honored, you know. So when I came back and people were responding positively, you know, they were singing like my song. They were singing what the gods and the ancestors have been whispering in my ear. Because a lot of the times I spent many years rejecting this thing of celebrity. You know, I would say I'm not a celebrity. But it's not about celebrating my ego. It is about celebrating my talent and ipiwe nguThixo. Now, if I can honor that, then I will realize that it's not about me, but it's about how I can use this gift for all of us.
I think also with, you know, the current situation that we're in with the coronavirus, a lot more people are starting to realize that a lot of things that we thought were important are actually not important, but it's the relationships and the people that you keep in your life that are important.
Right now, your status right now does not matter, because we all have to sit indoors.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
know, I mean,
so whether you're wearing a Jimmy Chung Chung or you're wearing a China, it doesn't matter, because you are sitting at home.
And nobody is seeing it.
And the thing is, Galogo, at the end of the day, this corona is also showing us that in the eyes of the Creator, siyalingana.
Yes. You're going to be blowing our minds with your character on The Queen. And in your life, Njie, when you are, I think, at a great space, when, you know, everything that you have been working for is kind of coming together, would you say that you are content with where you are in your life?
You know, I always say that I always strive for peace.
Yeah.
You know, my definition of success is striving for peace. So, obviously, there's certain moments so when you feel happy and you feel, you know, you feel like, oh, yes, things are going my way and I'm feeling peaceful. But all of those gifts come with a responsibility. It's like freedom. Freedom comes with a responsibility.
Yeah.
With things going your way, they come with a responsibility. I have a responsibility not to disappoint the people who have believed in me.
That
the producers, you know, whether it's like Ferguson Films, whether it's Pixel Perfect Productions, whether it's Mzansi Magic, you know, this broadcaster, I had been away for 7 years, but this broadcaster found value in me and, you know, put me in their screens. You know, and finding value in the audiences itself, that even though Jimkile for so long, they still find value in me and appreciate me.
Yeah.
So it's all those things that just come together. Uti, hey man, I'm a Nancy, and don't be good to you.
Wow. And I mean, when that has been said, what can you say? When you have peace, you have the ultimate prize.
I think for me, I feel very much relaxed knowing that I'm striving for peace.
Yes.
You know, that I'm, because I can't say I have peace, but I can say that even though I may not achieve it at times, but I'm constantly striving
yes.
for peace, you know, trying to find those peaceful moments, trying to operate with love, trying to operate with self-love.
Being intentional about it.
You know, you constantly need to keep on reminding yourself, you know, to say that I'm let me remind myself to love myself.
Mm.
So because all of this, it's like a ripple effect. If I start loving myself, then all of a sudden the outside world starts, you know,
responding to the way you love you.
Yes. But even now, I'm problems with my skin, my weight, my what, then that's the energy that I'm sending out. Hence, even though I've been through so much within the entertainment industry, I constantly say that I really don't want to talk about the past because I want to move forward with love, forgiveness, compassion. Because when somebody hurts you, it only shows that they themselves have been hurt.
Yeah.
And only compassion and understanding and self-love can make you go, you know what, nobody left the womb with a manual, so
So
I think that on its own gives me contentment, knowing that I'm just striving for peace, you know. I'm committed to putting in the work to have a peaceful life. Whether it's in on set, whether it's in my work, or whether it's in my career and life at large.
And you know, I feel like I'm a congregant in the church, and I just want to say amen and amen to that. Thank you so much for your time, and again, congratulations on the role, and congratulations on the SAFTA and every good thing that is coming your way that you are, you know, attracting.
And now, and this positive energy that you're sending my way, and thank you for thinking of me. You know, you didn't have a gun at your head. You could have thought of another celebrity to cover in this article. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Stay blessed.